back porch.
It wasn't this.
By the way, did you ever have or see somebody that had just a little roof over a door? What was that?
Shed.
I see. Did you ever call it a stoop? Something, a little roof, mostly a shed. They kept the ice on the back porch, and I would did you have a place where you kept things that you didn't want to throw away, but really had no use for?
We didn't have that. Those days, I think they called it the junk house.
Junk house, I see. Do you ever hear that called plunder? I wonder what that, I don't see the connection with the, I guess a plunder meant things.
Junk.
Junk. Mm-hmm. How did you, suppose you had plenty of experience keeping the house clean. How would you describe how you used to do that?
We used to scrub the floors. Wash the windows.
Mm-hmm. What kind of things did you use? Did you have mops and or what did you scrub the floor with?
With a broom. Scrub with a broom.
Where did you keep? You happen to remember where you kept the broom?
On the back porch.
On the back porch, mm-hmm. along with. And. Would you also tell me how you do the washing and the ironing and things like the dishes things like that?
Used to wash in a tin tub with a wooden made wash bowl, they call it. Wash them, put them in a big wash pot, build a fire around the pot and boil them. And then take them out and wash them again, rub them on the bowl again, and rinse them through two waters. First water, second water. Second water, we'd always put a little bluing in it to make them clear.
What would you use for soap?
Well, we used then what you call Oxycon soap. Still on the market, but don't many people use them. And my grandmother used to make lye soap, you call lye soap.
I was going to ask you about that. I've heard, you remember her using
it? I remember her making it, but how, I couldn't go in detail to tell you how she made it, but I know she used lye, a can of lye. She would cook it in the wash pot on it. Outside in the yard.
Wouldn't that be kind of hard in your hands, the lye soap? It wouldn't.
Mm-hmm. Getting clothes clean.
<I see. laughs> how would you iron then?
Well, we had what you call a furnace. Used charcoal, a light coal called charcoal. And heavy smoothing irons.
Where would the furnace be? I don't believe I've ever heard that.
Well, the furnace would be outdoors or on the back porch.
I see. And that would be a kind of a grate outside.
It's a round bucket concerned with a, you call it, cement bottom with holes in it or not, but you'd make your fire in that and let it burn off first to a real red, let the coals get red, and then put the irons down in there until they get hot.
Nice. Mm-hmm. How would you get rid of the smoke?
Well, you just have to let it burn off. After it burn off and get red, the smoke is gone.